But who would bother to clone Ray Archer, and who could have done it back in the 90s? They asked around and confirmed that no, she was not one of ours, and no, the fingerprints and retinas were not in our bag of tricks. You could fake the retinal patterns by data substitution, but the fingerprints were pulled from a water glass the spy had handed to the dishwasher. They desperately had to get her in a room and ask her some questions. Chapter 39. Apia Samoa, 15 July, 2021. The changeling was interested and amused by people's changing attitudes toward Ray. Some obviously thought she was a shameless manipulator, or maybe just a nymphomaniac. A lot of the men were happy for Russ, the old dog, or ruefully jealous. Ray didn't wear makeup and dressed severely, at least in the office, but the men said they had her pegged as a hot number from the beginning. The ones who had seen her swimming had seen part of the rising sun tattooed over her shapely butt. Some of the men and most of the women could see there was more than sex going on, though. The way she looked at him and he looked at her. The way their voices changed when they talked to each other. After the snow day, most people came back to work with renewed vigor. A few had not benefited from having a day to reflect on the lack of results. Maybe it was time to bring the government in. The government was coming in, but not for decryption. Two CIA agents, masquerading as honeymooners, reserved the fancy wing room at Aggie Gray's for a week. Four other agents rented the flanking rooms. They had flown into American Samoa on military aircraft and come to Apia on the ferry, so there was no nonsense about luggage being searched. A seventh agent, a white-haired old lady, got a room at the bed and breakfast where Ray Archer was staying. An hour after maid service the second day, Ray's room was thoroughly bugged. That surveillance did them no good. The changeling was automatically cautious, mimicking human behavior. It ate and drank and excreted at regular intervals and lay down in the dark for 8 hours every night. That it was analyzing 31,433 ones and zeros instead of sleeping would not be obvious to any observer. Three times she came in early in the morning, having spent the night with her boss. That mitigated against the direct approach, going straight to Poseidon and showing them what they knew about the mysterious employee. Besides the fact of her sexual relationship with the second in command, perhaps a love affair, what they learned about Jack Halliburton did not make them optimistic about his cooperating with the American government either. He had cynically used the American Navy to put together a pool of talented specialists, hired them away, and quit his commission in an acrimonious scene. He wasn't even an American citizen anymore. The other direct approach, just snatching the woman off the street or from her room, had some merit. They didn't know it would be easier to kidnap a Powell tank, but as they had no legitimate jurisdiction here, they wanted to be a little more subtle. They used a lure, an indirect one. Russ had dropped his business card into a box for a once-monthly drawing that awarded a weekend for two at Aggie Gray's, at either the wing room or the presidential suite. He won the wing room the weekend after the honeymooners left. They knew they would have to deal with Russ sooner or later. Best do it directly. There were three possibilities. Russ would arrive first, or Ray, or they would come in together. The last was not likely, since they were still being discreet, but the CIA team was ready for any of the three, as well as the trivial case where neither showed up. If Russ had come through the door first, they would have had to do some fast explanation. But it was the woman. The changeling came into the sumptuous room and tossed its overnight bag on the bed and went into the bathroom to check its hair. It heard a vague sound in the hall, which was a man shoving a wooden wedge between the door and frame, jamming it shut, and the plain sound of another door opening and closing. It sped out of the bathroom and saw the man and woman who had just entered from the adjoining room.
"Don't make this difficult," the man said. "You know why we're here."
The changeling answered automatically while considering various options.
"You tell me." "You're not Ray Archer, but you match her so precisely that you must be a clone or something."
"I don't know what the hell you're talking about."
"We just talked to the real Ray Archer in Pasadena. You're..."